This is Cynthia Valoric interviewing Rafael Ferrer for the Archives of American Art on September 19, 1990. Rafael, where were you born and what were the circumstances surrounding your birth?
I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The circumstances, I guess the basic circumstances was that my father and mother lived in the island. As a consequence of that, I was born there.
Did you have other brothers and sisters?
One brother and two sisters, but they were from the first marriage of my father. So what is clear is that when I was born, I wasn't aware growing up that I had older brother and sisters, although I did, by the time I was around 7 or 8, I did become aware of my two sisters who were living in Puerto Rico, and later I got to know my brother quite well.
Did you live in the same house with your sisters and brothers at any time?
At the time that I referred to, that I became aware of my two sisters, they were both living in the same house where I grew up in the area of Santurce, which is part of San Juan.
What was your father's occupation?
My father was a lawyer.
And did your mother have an occupation outside the home?
No, she didn't.
Would you say that you grew up in comfortable circumstances in terms of financial comfort and familial support?
I did grow up in an economically stable atmosphere where the problems of not having money were not evident. There were a lot of problems of a different sort, which had to do with the family turmoil of a psychological kind.
Would you care to elaborate on that a little bit?
My father and mother eventually divorced. I believe I must have been around 11 or 12 years old when that happened. The fundamental problems of growing up, I think, had to do with a basic instability that was later clear to me that my mother had. My father essentially was a man who had a very, very strict sense of who he was from, let's say, a 19th century point of view, meaning that he had a very clear code of conduct and a kind of old-fashioned, at that time even, old-fashioned sense of values. He died when I was in my fourth year of high school. At that time, I was studying at Staunton Military Academy in Virginia.
I understand that you went to Staunton of your own choice, is that right?
Yes, I did go. The Southerners pronounce it Staunton. I always say Staunton, but it is Staunton, Virginia, and I did go there out of my own choice, and I stayed there for 4 years.
Earlier, you were educated in the Catholic Church.
Yes, I went to the school that was very near my house, which was a private Catholic school run by nuns of the Order of Perpetual Help.
And you had a